morning, Dee Exotic Fab. This is Emily.
Yes, good morning. I haven't been to see you guys yet, but I have a chicken who's in distress, and I'm just wondering if there was somebody who could see, have a look at her today.
I am fully booked today, I'm sorry, and I've already had a couple of emergencies come in. I can offer you an appointment tomorrow morning, but if she is in distress, I would urge to see if there is another exotic vet. Whereabouts are you?
I'm in Rumberdowns.
Rumberdowns. There is an exotics vet, Brisbane Bird Vet at Chermside, and there is Vet MD at Murrumbidowns as well. Dr. Liam, he also sees avian patients there. I would try to give them a ring.
Yeah, I think the Chermside one is closed today because they're part of Brisbane City Council.
Oh, aren't they? Rightio.
Yeah, which because I've been down to the other ones. Was it the exotic, the unusual pets or whatever it is, was the last time I'd been to see them with a different chicken.
Yep. Okay,
but yeah,
okay.
They're closed today because of the show.
Yep, and so would the friggin'
VetMD might be open because, it's
maybe,
Brisbane, not today, yeah.
No, what's going on with the chicken?
So we've been away for a couple of weeks, and so we've come back. And I didn't see her. We had people in the house, right, looking after them and stuff, but they weren't looking out. So I didn't see her come out of the coop, and I'm like, where is she? What's going on? She can't be laying for this long. So I went in there, and she was just standing in the coop, and I was like, okay, that's a bit weird. So I reached in to grab her, and around her bum, she's only got, like, the stems of the feathers, and it's quite dirty. And she, when I pulled her out and put her down, she was kind of not very keen on moving, and I'd given the other, all of the chickens a bit of treat, you know, like mealworms and stuff, and she wasn't interested. And I was like, okay, what's going on with you? And then she just sat there the whole day, and then she couldn't get up the stairs again to the coop last night, so we had to put her in.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I Googled all the stuff, and I'm like, I don't think it's egg-bound. But as I said, it's very dirty, and she's kind of missing the ends of the feathers around her bottom. So,
can I pop you on the
phone
for 2 seconds?
Sure.
Thank you. Thank you so much for holding. I can
see
you in at 10:30.
Okay, that'd be perfect.
Yep, and have we seen you before?
No, you haven't,
no.
So.
Okay, sorry, you did say that before. It's just been a bit of a chaotic
lots of things
minutes.
Going on, I imagine. Yeah, no, understand. Yep.
Now, love, what is your first name?
My name is Monica.
And your surname?
English, as in the language.
And the number you're calling from, is this your best contact?
Yes, it is.
136. And what's your best email address?
Monica Me, Monika, Me, 72, at gmail.com.
Sorry, Monica Me?
M-E, yep.
Yep.
72.
72, cool. At gmail?
At gmail.com, yep.
Cool. Awesome. And what is your home address in Rumberdowns?
Number 11, Marlene, Marlene Street.
And what is your chicken's name?
Inara.
All right. How do we spell that one?
Inara.
Perfect.
With five fans in general, actually, because we also have Zoe and we have R2.
Oh my gosh, I love and how
crazy.
Old is she?
Right, so we got her in February 22 and she was about 6 months old then. So, sorry, February 23. Mental breakdown, God. So two and a half maybe? Yep. And she's an Isa Brown.
Perfect.
I figured that was going to be the next question.
Yeah, no, you're on the ball there. All right, too easy. Well, we'll see you, yeah, if you just head down 10:30. Yep.
Will do. Thank you very much.
That's okay. Bye.
Thanks. Bye.